Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. India and Germany deepen strategic partnership with wide-ranging agreements across defense, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. Germany announces visa-free transit facility for Indian passport holders. U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, says two countries actively engaged in trade negotiations, asserts no partner more essential than India. Veteran singer of Bangladesh and Awami League leader Pralay Chaki dies in custody. Family alleges negligence. Leonardo DiCaprio's one battle after another sweeps five awards at Golden Globe. Hamlet wins Best Drama Movie Prize. K-pop animation Demon Hunters takes home two honors. India and Germany today deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Following the meeting between two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key Memoranda of Understanding or MOUs and made 8 major announcements across defence, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad early this morning on a 2-day visit to India. Later, addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defence industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware.
Raksha aur suraksha mein badhta sahyog hamare aapasi bharose aur saajhi soch ka prateek hai. Raksha vyapar se judi prathmiktaon ko saral banane ke liye main Chancellor Merz ka हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ. हम रक्षा उद्योगों के बीच सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए एक रोडमैप, उस पर भी काम करेंगे जिससे को डेवलपमेंट और को प्रोडक्शन के नए अवसर खुलेंगे.
मिस्टर मोदी स्ट्रेस्ड दैट द टू नेशंस आर यूनानिमस इन देयर फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म व्हिच ही टर्म्ड अ सीरियस थ्रेट टू ऑल ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी. On the economic front, the two leaders reiterated their commitment to the conclusion of India-EU free trade agreement to unlock further growth. Speaking at the briefing, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the European Union and India may conclude a free trade agreement by the end of this month. Later, briefing media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Chancellor Merz's visit to India witnessed a significant engagement between the two countries, including the announcement of a visa-free transit facility for Indian passport holders transiting through Germany, alongside a new framework for the recruitment of Indian healthcare professionals.
There is a migration and mobility partnership agreement between India and Germany. As a result of that, we've seen a healthy flow of skilled individuals from India to Germany, students from here. And even during the course of the discussions today, the German Chancellor pointed to specific areas such as caregivers and nurses. On the visa transit related issue, we do believe that decision has in principle been taken, and once it is implemented, it will considerably ease and facilitate the travel of our people and promote people-to-people contact.
U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India.
On the ongoing trade deal negotiations, both sides continue to actively engage. In fact, the next call on trade will occur tomorrow. And while trade is very important for our relationship, we will continue to work closely together on other very important areas, such as security, counterterrorism, energy, technology, education, and health. No partner is more essential than India.
Iran has said it is prepared for both war and negotiations with the United States, as President Donald Trump confirmed he is considering military action amid escalating nationwide protests. At least 544 people have been killed over approximately 15 days of protests, according to the Human Rights Activists news agency. Speaking to foreign ambassadors in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the Islamic Republic was not seeking conflict but was fully prepared for it. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colombia has opened a criminal investigation against Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome H. Powell over the central bank's renovation of its Washington headquarters. Powell said the U.S. Justice Department served the agency with summon and threatened a criminal indictment over testimony he gave to a Senate committee about renovations to Federal Reserve buildings. He called the probe unprecedented and said he believed it was opened due to him drawing U.S. President Donald Trump's ire over refusing to lower interest rates. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has underscored its commitment to linking renewable energy with agriculture and food systems to strengthen energy security, climate resilience and rural livelihoods as Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi addressed an interministerial dialogue convened by the International Renewable Energy Agency and the Food and Agriculture Organization on the sidelines of the International Renewable Energy Agency in Abu Dhabi. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India says it is positioning itself as a global leader in renewable energy-powered agriculture. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, made the announcement while addressing a high-level dialogue convened by the International Renewable Energy Agency and the Food and Agriculture Organization at Abu Dhabi. The minister said Indian farmers are increasingly become providers of both food and clean energy, driven by the PM Kusum scheme launched in 2019. Under the program, nearly 1 million standalone solar pumps have been installed and more than 1.1 million grid-connected pumps have been solarized, adding over 10,000 megawatts of clean energy capacity. India is now preparing to roll out PM Kusum 2.0 with a stronger focus on agri-photovoltaic systems that allow farming and solar power generation to operate side by side on the same land. On the sidelines of the IRENA Assembly, Minister Joshi also had meetings with officials from Iceland, the European Union and the United Arab Emirates to strengthen cooperation in geothermal energy, clean technologies and renewable infrastructure investment. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In Bangladesh, veteran singer and Awami League leader Prolay Chakki has died while in custody, with his family alleging negligence and denial of medical care. A popular singer in the 1980s, Chakki served as the Cultural Affairs Secretary of the Awami League in Pabna District. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards 2026 witnessed a night full of stars, big as well as unexpected wins last night. A report.
This year, the prestigious award night did not just celebrate excellence from the movie and television world, but also from podcast for the first time. It is the third time the Globes have included the cinematic and box office achievement category for the movies that don't fit in the general awards. Leonardo DiCaprio's One Battle After Another swept five awards, winning Best Film, Comedy, Supporting Female Actor for Teyana Taylor, and Best Director and Best Screenplay for Paul Thomas Anderson, while Chloe Zhao's drama Hamnet won Motion Picture Drama Award. Animated Netflix film K-pop Demon Hunters continued its strong award season run, winning two trophies at the ceremony. The Golden Globe Awards 2026 were held at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles to honor outstanding achievements in film and television. Swati Rakheja for World News.
In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Germany deepen strategic partnership with wide-ranging agreements across defense, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. Germany announces visa-free transit facility for Indian passport holders. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore says two countries actively engaged in trade negotiations, asserts no partner more essential than India. Veteran singer of Bangladesh and Awami League leader Prolay Chakki dies in custody. Family alleges negligence. Leonardo DiCaprio's One Battle After Another sweeps five awards at Golden Globe. Hamnet wins Best Drama Movie Prize. K-pop animation Demon Hunters takes home two honors. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.